Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WBCA FM and HD1 Rochester.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. Before we get into Jerk and Justified, I just want to give a big shout out to Maureen Murphy and all of our friends at the Shannon Side Kaylee Dancers that were at the parade on Saturday. Her dad, Patrick, was one of the former Grand Marshals, and the Murphy family, they march every single year, so it's great to see them.
Jerk or Justified.
And Maureen says she listens every morning on the way into work.
Oh, okay. So, Maureen, how do you feel about this? Yeah. Call in 818-2899. Is this Jerk or Justified when you know somebody is lying? I think we're all frauds or I'm a little too honest. I don't know. So, here's how it played out, and you have to decide the moral compass. So, I was talking to a fellow coworker the other day. Mm-hmm. Now, I know this particular coworker is having some issues with a relationship.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. So, now, I try to point out some of my issues and exaggerate them to make this other person feel better, to kind of say, hey, listen, I'm dealing with something. I know you're dealing with something. This is your opportunity to open up if you need to.
Oh.
Right? Like you're dealing, sometimes when you're, you know, and it's nothing really serious, bad, but it's just, I know things aren't perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So I was trying to set the stage where, hey, listen, I'm here for you. I have my own issues too. You know, friends do that for each other, right? If you know, why are you giving me that look? You don't do that for
No, I'm just waiting
other?
For you to like, and what happened? Then what happened?
Okay. So they're like, how are you doing? Oh, yeah. I over exaggerate. And then I'm like, well, so how are you doing? And they're like, oh, perfect. Everything is great. I mean, it couldn't be any better. Everything is wonderful. Like, no complaints. And I paused and I was like, are they serious right now? No, actually, I feel like an idiot because I feel like I over-exaggerated issues that really don't exist. I just was exaggerating the issues to make them feel better so they could come clean with their issues and we could talk it out.
Okay,
but now
first
that their
of all,
life is perfect, now I look like the Debbie Downer in the room and I have issues.
Lesson? Don't exaggerate.
Yeah,
and number two, they're probably like, I'm not going to tell her anything.
Well, it wasn't like I was just kind of lightheartedly exaggerating. Like, we all have issues. Nothing is perfect, right? Why don't we just be honest with each other? But they're like, no, perfect. Everything could, I mean, it could not be better. I'm like, you liar. It took every ounce of strength I had not to say, you are a liar right now.
So,
why are you lying to me? Why are you pretending to put on this front?
Okay, so what is the question then when you're voting Jerk or Justified? Is it a jerk for you to say you're a liar? Or is it justified?
Yeah, because I really, it was a quiet moment for a second because I was debating this in my mind. And of course, anytime I debate anything of should I or should I not, I think of Jerk or Justified and me bringing it up on the air to you and everybody else. So I was thinking, gosh, how bad would it be for me to say to them, I know you're having issues. Don't try to pretend life is perfect.
You, my friend, and I'm going to vote right straight here. I will not change my answer. There's nothing you can persuade me to do. It is the complete jerk move. Stay out of other people's business, even if you know they're lying.
God, I don't know why that's such a pet peeve of mine.
Why?
I don't know why. Like, why do we all have to pretend we're perfect? Can we just be honest? This is not like an acquaintance. This is a good friend of mine. Why do we have to put on this front in this show? I hate those people.
Because
just
it didn't
be
feel
freaking
like
honest.
Maybe they didn't feel like talking about it.
Well, you don't have to talk about it, but you don't have to lie and be like so boldly and confidently,
oh,
life is
you can
perfect.
Be like, well, we got some problems. Bye. Then you have to explain. Then you have to like backpedal a little bit. Da, 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 da. You put yourself out there to get the juice, get the gossip, and you weren't satisfied.
Not the gossip. Mm-hmm. I did it just because.
You care.
Yeah. I wanted, like, as a friend to a friend, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. There's always issues. Everybody has little quirks. And you exaggerate and you laugh and, oh, we're in this together kind of thing. That's what I was trying to make them feel like. We're in this together. Don't worry. It's not just you. But then when they turn around and say, yeah, life is great.
Blow up in your face.
Freaking liar.
Let's go to the calls. Hey, good morning. The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My vote is jerk.
God, my
thought on it is that you're upset that they're lying to you, but then you did the same to them when you're exaggerating your issues.
Yeah, but I mean, there was some truth to it. It's just it wasn't really bothering me at that moment, but I felt like I had to say, "Oh yeah, you know, this."
I feel your pain because blah blah blah.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to do if it's like that next door neighbor where you know they're cheating on each other, but when when they're at a neighborhood party, they act like they're so in love. Can we just be honest?
Oh,
you don't
got
to lay it on
great.
Thick. It's like one of those scenarios.
Yeah, I'm still going jerk.
Yeah, thank you.
If they wanted to talk, they would.
You don't need
you
to blow up your situation in order to get them to talk
good,
about it.
Or everything's fine, not perfect, great, couldn't be better. Oh, God. I don't know why that bugs me so freaking much.
And note to self, never get into a conversation with Sandy Waters, right?
No, nah.
Because she's going to think you're lying about everything. Hello, The Buzz.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What do you think? Is it jerk or justified to just call him out? You're lying.
Life isn't that perfect.
I unfortunately would say I think it's kind of a jerk move.
Oh, man.
I don't like to let people know fully what's going on, even my close friends. Sometimes there's a little bit of stuff that needs to be personal.
Yeah. Even though you've known each other forever, you don't have to get into it with them.
If you were dealing with something,
absolutely.
Though, mm-hmm. would you lay it on thick, perfect, nothing could be better, I wouldn't change anything? I mean, would you lay it on so damn thick?
Oh, 100%. Hey, I'm fine, all right? I'm chilling. That's definitely a little bizarre.
All right.
Who's this? Right. Who's this?
My name's Thomas.
Have you, are you first-time caller, long-time listener?
I'm first-time caller. I listen here and there through my drives in the morning around.
Well, thank you. Yay! Now we got to give you a nickname.
Yay.
What's your first name again? I missed the first name.
Thomas.
Life is perfect, Thomas. Where are you calling from?
Albion.
All right.
Okay,
sounds good.
So Life is Perfect, Thomas from Albion is now your name.
You're now official. You're in the mafia, okay? Oh, boy.
All right. Sounds good.
Call anytime, man. Thanks for calling The Buzz. That's so funny.
So the moral of this story is that we're all frauds.
No, the moral of the story is if you know someone's having a problem and they cover it up, don't give them crap for it.
The verdict is.
And you'd be a
jerk
if you did.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.